Caps, Blue Ribbon.
Hey, understand. This is Greg. I'm friends with Mike. I just wanted to explain that I really think that you're being a real asshole to him the other night on the show. That you just, like, took control and just cut him off, like, all the time. And then, also, I think there's, like, some big misunderstanding of, like, what you think I am. Like, my name is Greg, okay? Okay? I really love eating pho.
Breaking up is no longer an option. Resonating in my head. My favorite thing she ever said to me.
Okay? And I wear Abercrombie, so don't ever... Ever, call me Roger.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Almost made it, Tita.
Almost made it.
Perfect timing, but I was off. About 10 seconds.
We'll work on that next time.
Hey,
here
check
on
it out.
The After Disaster.
Labor Day coming up this weekend. You got any plans there, big boy?
You mean besides ripping and tearing through a bunch of chicks?
I got me some really nice looking steaks at home, and they're just waiting for me to go out and get that sweet carne asada rub.
Speaking of rubbing my sweet, sweet meats.
All right, Tyler, that's inappropriate.
Oh.
What Tyler and I were doing just there is little classic radio. When I say classic, I mean contemporary radio that's continuing to go on. I just heard it. I heard something very similar to that, except not even as clever as what Tyler said about the meats. On my way in here tonight, I was by mistake listening to a radio program that I wanted to listen to, but it was being preempted by something terrible, which was that. And
Meat Talk.
The guy was actually, it's just a fake fervor and vigor and just, hey, the mic's open and I'm going to talk about things in this voice now. This is who I am. When I call my mom up, I'm like, hey, mom, how are you? It's
hey,
DJ
mom,
Fuckwad.
What's the news with Dad?
What's going on? When did we decide that that's who we wanted to hear?
When did that become the way that people spoke on the radio?
Hey, 80s, I'd say.
Why?
I don't know. But huge, a huge development
shout out.
Occurred to me just a couple days ago. Couldn't wait to get in here and talk to you and Mike Carano about that. Carano, on his way in, speeding here from the OC, which is about 25 miles from here.
We'll check the traffic on the 10s.
But about 3 hours away, probably traffic-wise. So he'll be here, and he'll be flustered momentarily.
He'll be on the show for about 15 minutes.
But Reggie, famed guard Reggie, who we've talked about on this program numerous times. He used to be a part of the Loveline program. he has songs about rapping. He has songs about that rap about crack and how it's bad. And dropping out of school and how it's uncool.
Crack is bad. It's mean. It's a killing machine.
So Reggie... he's no longer with us. No, that's not true. Reggie's fine.
Whoa, Reggie's moved on to the afterlife. Whoa.
Reggie's just fine. We will see. I will see him tonight. I might even invite him on to the old film vault. Who knows? You never know. Might have him on the old film vault so we can talk about Rocky.
Seen any movies lately, Reg?
Rocky. Reggie is reminding me. This might sound awful. This might sound racist. I don't care. If you think it's racist, you're oversensitive. But Reggie, ever since I met him, probably 4 or 5 years ago. Tyler, he's reminded me of somebody a lot. We've described Reggie. He's not a tall man.
Yeah, that's true.
he's got some sort of affliction, nothing major, but to the point where like we had him on here with Jim Jeffries a year and a half ago or so, and Jim could do nothing but stare at him out of the corner of his eye, trying to size him up.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Which I was hoping he would ask, because I've been curious for a long time, too. Is this coming off as insensitive?
Yeah, it's getting there.
Anyways, Reggie has reminded me of somebody. I didn't know if it was someone from my past. Perhaps a someone that I've seen on the screen before. Figured it out. I watched a very good documentary that I can't wait to talk to Mike Carano about called Sunset Strip. I think you'll like it too, Ty. But Mike will really like it because it's like from – it spans his era. Like it starts off in the 20s when it was nothing but trees, right? Orchards. But they go through all the different eras and like the Capone era and the Bugsy Siegel era. By the way, have you seen that horror movie Gangster Squad? Came out a couple years ago. Last year it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mickey Cohen, played by Sean Penn.
Mm-hmm.
He does this thing. He's a joy.
Mm-hmm.
The real Mickey Cohen is in this documentary called Sunset Strip, which is presently playing on HBO and Showtime. And couldn't be farther from Sean Penn. He didn't sound anything like that. Didn't look anything like Sean Penn. I don't know what the hell they were doing there. I don't know what that was all about. Anyways, when they get to like the late 60s, early 70s, they start covering the Rat Pack, particularly a man named Sammy Davis Jr.
On Magic 97.
No, stop that, Tyler. That's really throwing everything off. But Reggie has been reminding me of somebody for years, and I couldn't figure it out. He is the reincarnation of Sammy Davis Jr. You gonna give me that? Am I right there?
Like a condensed version?
Well, Sammy was a small guy.
Like a Campbell's, like just add water.
Are you saying he's like powder? He doesn't have enough fluid?
No, I'm saying he's just small. Like you should, he needs to expand slightly.
You think he masturbates? Reggie?
I don't know. I don't know if he knows where his penis is.
I don't know why we're going down this road. I could see him masturbating and then flogging himself afterwards and crying and apologizing to Jesus because he's always got his rosaries. You know what I mean? I could see him having a lot of guilt about any kind of impure thought he has.
Yeah.
But anyways,
probably.
I'm going to ask him if he's ever been mistaken for Sammy Davis Jr. And he has that famed story, Reggie does, where he tells us that comedian, what's his name?
Gary Shanley.
Gary Shanley bought him a bunch of ribs one night.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
And it could be because he thought he was Sammy Davis Jr. falling on the hard times. All right, so welcome to the After Disaster. This is the program where, hey, we have ups, we have downs. We're not always on. I don't think last week was a great show, right? Am I right?
People liked it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like...
Well, let's check in with the Twitter followers.
Here's the deal. Last week, we had our 200th episode. And
and our three-year anniversary.
And I would like to thank the listeners who made their vines at Tyler's behest, request. And it made me feel very guilty. Watching those, thinking, look it, they've spent way more time preparing for the 200th episode.
They had to be prodded, though.
And we didn't deliver shit.
The Canon one was good.
The Canon one was very good. Where you couldn't, what was his name? I can't remember. But a guy, he had like a little
like
background.
Yeah, the background
with
was
the balloons.
Intense. Yeah,
happy 200th, and he had the music.
Yeah.
And he couldn't light the Canon. He had a little Canon in the foreground. 1-800-LOUD-1912. I'd like to take some calls, and maybe
we're not live, so don't give out that number.
Oh, we're not. Are we just giving up on the live thing?
Well, until I sort out. I need to speak with Rune, technical difficulties, but I did tweet out the phone number, so people might be ringing in.
Hey, look at right as you said that, one comes in. All right, so not to bore the audience, but Drew is on the road tonight. That is Dr. Drew. He's coming in from New York, and I have him set up in a studio in New York, which we are piped into. Tyler, can we have a little live hot air from what's going on
in
there?
Let's check in with the Zang Gang.
I think this is illegal in like 9 different ways, but go ahead.
We're in California, so only us has to know that
what's going
that
on.
This site is being broadcast.
The studio where Drew will be within the hour, within the next half hour, 45 minutes, there is another group in there, a crew in there doing cutting together the little radio show. And just to make sure that everything is going good, we've been putting the pod up and listening to see if that's going all right. And we can hear them cutting together their show. And that might have kind of led to what Tyler and I were talking about before the program as well, as far as...
Hey, it's Zach Sang.
And we are honored to be...
Uh-huh. See,
it just cut off.
We have the same radio station as TJ Ryan.
Okay, all right. I feel like that's enough. Michael Carano has just joined us. He's here to talk about traffic, I'm assuming. Hi, Mike.
Nope.
No.
Not going to talk about it.
You're not.
It's too upsetting.
All right.
I can say that I can hardly wait till I move back to Orange County because I am going to get out of this town.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about here. Here's some things that I hope to get to before Drew chimes in, which is that's how we're going to know the show's over. Is Tyler's going to essentially?
Why can I hear the after disaster?
Zach and TJ Miller or whatever is going on in there right now. That they'll clear out. We'll get Drew in there, and he'll be able to hear the show if all goes well. And then he'll start yelling down the line, and we'll know that we have to wrap it up, which should happen in about a half hour, 45.
What's happening in there?
Drew's in New York. Long story. Behind the curtain. But here's
Drew
what
New
I hope to get to before
right.
the show's over.
Well, let's get to it right now.
Quick. Real quick. I figured out what the worst job for myself would ever be. And.
My assistant.
I would like to talk about aviation.
Radio host.
Aviation. Oh, radio host would be terrible. I've admitted that openly numerous times.
I'm Anderson Callen.
Faking it every day would be brutal.
I think the worst job would be a publicity person who has to
publicize someone they know sucks.
No, that's not in the ballpark.
Yeah,
I think there's, meat juice guy is up there.
Meat juice guy might be up there. low level plumber.
Imagine you've never heard this show. Just imagine that.
Meat juice guy.
Can we fill in the person who's never heard the show before with meat juice guy?
I shouldn't even
turn
have said
off
publicist,
the podcast
because all publicist
listener.
Jobs they're probably content with the fact that they're completely lying through their teeth and they have nothing to believe in.
Yeah, unless you're Drew's publicist.
Yeah, but he provides something. You know what I mean? Like you could be Drew's publicist and feel decent about your job promoting him. You can't be like if you're. You can't go. Oh, I'm a
like
publicist.
Hitler's publicist.
Okay, I'm a publicist for one of the handful of really hot chicks in the tech industry.
Mm-hmm.
That has like tech.
We'll just say Olivia Munn.
And has like hundreds of thousands or millions of followers.
We'll say Olivia Munn.
Who have never provided one bit of tech information whatsoever. The only thing that they have going for them is that they're cute.
We could say Olivia Munn,
yeah.
Except for the cute part.
Yeah. But I mean, how could you go around talking about how, oh, she's
Bouncy,
on the cutting
Bouncy.
Edge of tech news, which really nobody is. So.
I think that's kind of.
Yeah, that was a bad
a Mike
example.
Caron
that was a
thing.
Total
I don't
bad
think
example.
That would really bother Tyler.
Bad example,
that
much.
Mike,
bad example,
Mike
bad
walked
example.
In
I'm
here
sorry.
Just swinging.
So no, Tyler,
I sat in 2 hours of motherfucking traffic to go 40 miles down to Orange County. I ran
traffic.
A million errors.
I thought you were going to talk about it.
I've been in the car for exactly 2 hours now.
Yeah.
And I think it was 41 miles.
You like your car, though, right?
Don't try to find a positive twist on this.
Hey, there's people out there without cars that got to walk
Don't
around.
Don't try to find a positive
use
twist
those little
on this.
Razor scooters. Get around. Imagine being stuck
be
on that
fun,
for 2
actually.
Hours.
I wish I had a moped.
Mike
moped.
On a Segway in the
Are mopeds
the
fun,
lane.
You guys? Or
mopeds
are
fun and terrifying at the same time.
Are they fun, or do we just think they're fun?
No, they're fun.
Because they're not fun in comparison with a real motorcycle or a Vespa.
They're fun because you don't... I don't know about a motorcycle. I can't speak to that because I would never trust myself on one. Even though lately I've been trying to talk myself into it, especially whenever I'm stuck in traffic.
Me too.
But I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
We're dead.
But I think that I might be old enough that I
you
can
in?
Do it.
Getting a motorcycle?
Yeah.
No, riding with Mickey was terrifying.
My buddy Mickey came over. Grandpa Mickey on the podcast that may or may not ever air. I don't know.
Yeah,
Grandpa.
We haven't figured that
oh, he
out
gave
yet.
You a ride?
After that, he gave all of us a ride. Like, we were waiting in line at an amusement park.
Was it
or
horrible?
Something.
Horrifying?
It was really scary.
I had a good time.
I think it's way scarier being the person on the back than being the person
Absolutely
driving.
Absolutely.
Well, my
scarier.
Best friend, the guy, Derek, the lawyer who gave my best man speech at my wedding,
mm-hmm.
Kid's crazy. He's not all together, he's not all upstairs.
He had a frontal lobotomy, right?
No. But he had a motorcycle when we were growing up. He's the craziest driver I've ever known, continues to be the craziest fucking driver. He's like been pulled over and arrested and handcuffed for going 120 plus numerous times.
Maybe that's something his wife found admirable in him.
Every time a cop would be behind
Asian.
Us when I was a teenager and I'd be in the car with him, if a cop was just like driving, like cruising behind us like on the freeway, Derek would just pull over. Like, he did that 3 or 4 times where he'd see a cop and he'd panic to the point where he wasn't even doing anything wrong, but he'd pull over.
That's so weird that guy's, because he seems so together.
He's got like something missing. That's why I love him.
Frontal lobes.
No, Tyler. He's the one that we got chased by the gangsters on the 101 freeway, and they were leaning out of the car. We're going like 110 each, and they were leaning. The one guy was leaning out of the car, swinging a baseball bat at our car because I threw the apple in his car when we were at the red light. Anyways, he got a motorcycle, which looking back, which I should have just said goodbye to him as soon as I heard that he's getting a motorcycle. No, instead I hopped on the back, and we used to cruise around like the canyons and down to the beach. And I was like his boyfriend, like holding on for dear life, terrified and feeling gay at the same time.
I'm never getting on the back of a motorcycle again unless it's an emergency, right. And it's my only way out of a dangerous situation.
Or if you were at my house for that podcast that's never going to air, Mickey probably would have coaxed you into taking a ride.
I may have done it.
He took Tyler, my wife, myself, Tyler's wife.
The fun part is the rumble of the bike gives you a little chub down there, and then you poke Mickey in the butt with it.
Here's the problem with mopeds. Is there fun when as long as they're scary?
I wish people could see my
the
face.
Rumble.
And then as soon as you become comfortable on them, they're not really as fun, but that's like when it becomes really dangerous too.
Yeah.
Because you're like, ah, this is no big deal.
Because mopeds are where I always loved them when I was a kid because it was free power. It was, you're a powered bike. How great is that? But then in reality, if you look to a step up, much more power on another powered bike, that seems
more. Let's talk about power.
Much better.
For the person who's never listened to the show, what does that mean, Tite? All right.
My parents used to always just tell me, like, I was like 11, and I don't know why they thought it was their mission that they needed to make sure I never got a moped.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Three things for me: no smoking cigarettes, no riding a motorcycle, and no doing heroin. That was it.
Yep.
No, but I'm just not even motorcycles. Mopeds. They're like in the 70s. Everyone was dying on mopeds.
According to my dad,
it was like the end of story. Apparently,
No. A lot of people died on mopeds.
They're not good storytellers.
My parents were like every day.
Apparently, the reason is they're not powerful.
Thank God
enough.
It's the 80s.
Yeah, but the problem with mopeds, 90s. According to everybody who preached to me, including my dad, was they're not powerful enough. You get stuck into a jam, or a motorcycle, you can hit the gas and get out of the way. Moped, you hit the gas, and you just get – people were dying in intersections all the time because they didn't have enough room to make it, and then they'd hit the gas, and it was going a bike speed, going 20.
The worst part about mopeds, by far as I can tell, is that you pull up to a red light, and it's a sensor, and it's late at night, and you're just stuck there all for the rest of your life.
I bet.
My brother used to get off because he rode a moped for like the first 4 years.
Yeah, my
parents
didn't tell me people were dying from old age. At the lights.
And he would get up and he would have to walk over and push the button for the pedestrians, or he'd jump up and down on it sometimes. But
why wouldn't he just go?
Because he's a law abider.
Late at night.
To me, the worst thing about a moped is the fact that even when you're cruising at a comfortable speed, which is no more than 30, by the way, your feet are not even because they're on pedals.
Well, you're talking about those old school.
I'm talking about moped. Yeah. Your feet are not on pet. Your feet.
Don't you? Can't you like? You can like actually use those as bikes if you had to.
Yeah,
that's how you start them. Yeah, you pedal on the start.
What mopeds are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. What are you
talking
about?
Vespas.
That's not a moped. That's a Vespa. That's a scooter. Yeah.
Well,
that's
a scooter is much faster.
Moped
those
is
things
like,
go 60. Mopeds max out at 25.
Don't know what a moped is.
A lawnmower engine attached to a.
Do they still make mopeds?
No.
Nah.
No.
Yes.
I haven't seen a moped in years.
Because there's scooters now that there's electric bikes that are that are much, much more efficient than mopeds. They make low level scooters for
that doesn't mean dudes ain't in their garage.
They don't make the
mopeds.
Pedal ones anymore. You know what? I'm sorry I said that.
I am too.
They might.
Hey, who invented flight?
Birdman?
There is a very short documentary called Birdman.
Who invented flight?
It was 35 minutes long. It's very interesting.
What's it
it's
about?
On Netflix right now.
Yeah, I peruse by it all.
It's 35
the time.
Minutes.
Does it say the Wright brothers were like cheating fucks?
No, it doesn't
even
talk about the Wright brothers. Barely talks about that. Actually, it does talk about the Wright brothers, but it's all wrong because I've learned shit. But it's all about the guys who use the flight suits. And the guy that first used the flight suit back, I forget his name. His name was Clem or something. And he died. They all die. But like, there's new guys that are using the flight suit where they jump off of
bridges and stuff.
Not even bridges, like mountaintops. And at first, it was like how far away you could get from the mountain that you jump off of. That's the winner. And then this crazy guy, I think he's French, and he's like into aviation of all kinds. He's like, you know what? That's kind of cool. But what's even more cool is how close can you get to the ground without dying? So that's like what everyone's into now. They're like five feet off the ground.
That video.
Oh, I think I saw. There was an internet trailer going around for
fake.
It.
Video's fake.
Not fake.
What are you talking about?
It was absolutely computer enhanced.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the famous video where he comes flying over the trees and the cameraman like pans him and stuff.
They have a lot of that in this movie. None of it's fake.
He faked. He did the flight, but they faked a lot of the scene. They faked a lot
of. Watch Birdman. Birdman.
Okay, I will.
Birdman.
Yeah, anyway. I'm pretty sure I've seen a trailer for what you're talking about, and I'm really excited to watch it now.
Birdman.
Those dudes are absolutely insane. That when they're like going down the face of the mountain and they're like inches.
Yeah. And there's an annoying chick.
I don't know.
And what the problem is like I hate all of them.
They're
because
like French or something.
They're very
they?
Rich, and they do this just because they have money to burn and they want an expensive hobby. Like there's one chick, she's like, you know, people just don't understand. Like I just have to, if the weather's right, I'll just have to drop everything and hop on a flight to Europe because this is something
off.
I have to do. Yeah.
Mm, they don't understand. Why would you even let them have any information that would lead them to not understand?
I didn't see one minority Birdman.
Of course not.
They're all whiteies.
Hey, if you think black people don't go skiing or don't go swimming, they don't go birdmanning.
Well, I learned that a man named Whitehead,
good quarterback Peyton Birdman,
was the first to
Mike
be
with the sports jokes.
White man, a guy named Whitehead.
Yeah,
he actually invented aviation and the Wright brothers.
What do you mean invented?
He's the first one to like.
He's
actually,
like, let's fly, and everyone's like, oh my.
He's the first one
that?
To successfully
I,
like take
I beg
off.
To differ because Leonardo da Vinci had drawings of men with wings strapped to their arms.
It. They just proved it.
He
look it up.
It.
Netflix proved it.
No, Netflix. They don't know because this
Netflix
documentary
actually invented flight.
Tyler, that added nothing.
Think of the first listener.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
I wish somebody could pick up my neighbor and drop her from a plane and kill her. My neighbor, hey. I'm gonna say two things, and I'm not gonna complain like I did about the
other
guy.
That'd be a good way to murder someone, put them in the Birdman suit, and then throw them off a mountain.
That would not be a good way.
Why?
Be like, oh, it was an accident. And they're like, well, it's a 90-year-old man who's never even.
Why are we killing a 90-year-old man? No, maybe I'm killing Mike.
My neighbor does laundry.
And a moped
who would believe that he's trying to
a moped on the edge of the mountain, and then Mike's Birdmaned body down at the bottom.
My neighbor's car alarm has been going off every single night, 4 or 5 times a night for like a week and a half, and I finally
simple fix.
Her
leave
about
a note.
It. I finally confronted her. I said, "Hey, you know your car alarm's going off." Yeah, I was thinking about maybe getting it looked at on Monday. I'm like, "All right." It went off 5 more times between midnight and 7 a.m., and it runs the entire 15-hall gamut. It's directly outside my window.
Mike, I know your schedule and how loose it is.
I know.
And I think that maybe you're being a little selfish here, and maybe you should just work around the car alarm.
I'm not. It's not upsetting me even 1/100th as much as the old neighbor. Not
really?
Even one.
Okay, good. Yet.
The fact that she does laundry 7 days a week, like maybe 10 loads a day, that is starting to bother me because I can hear the dryer.
Okay. Let's talk about Whitehead for a second, even though I don't have any information other than what I heard.
Sounds great.
At some point. It's true, though. It is true. It's been proven.
Here I am again on my own.
This guy named Whitehead, he created.
Walking down the only road I've ever known.
He was the first one to ever.
Like a drifter?
Successfully fly.
I was born to walk alone.
2 years.
Tiny contained.
2 years later, the Wright brothers come along, mm-hmm. and they do it as well. Maybe probably a little bit better than this Whitehead guy, yeah, right? Yeah. But here's the thing. Whitehead was probably a shy, introverted, non-boastful type of guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I do know.
He didn't have a publicist.
Nope.
Like, if he was out there bragging at bars or, like, trying to get chicks with his flying ability, he'd be the Wright brothers,
I'm sure this story is the same across the board. I'm sure it's like Tesla was probably cool. Well, we know Edison was an asshole and Tesla
was. The Lumiere brothers, I'm glad you bring up Edison, too, because it's pretty much been proven that the Lumiere brothers created motion picture. And Edison came, literally, he went to Europe and to France, and he hired, like, strongmen to actually beat up and break the cameras.
You're not exaggerating, because Edison is notoriously one of
strong arms.
Biggest
the guys
pricks.
From the guys from the circus that wear the animal print and carry barbells.
Yeah. He was a rich man. He can hire whoever.
With a beard. I mean, the mustache.
Mustache, bald head.
Yep.
Bronson. That was the only thing I could think.
Edison
was
a tool.
He just looked like one of those.
He does look like that guy. I need to go back and watch Bronson
again. Did you guys see that that submarine that the guy who owns Red Bull bought?
CGI.
Did you see that?
No. It's made of Red Bull cans.
Doesn't look fun at all to drive. It was like $3 million.
Yeah.
But he's got the little personal sub with the dome, and it
sub?
Goes underwater, and it skims around. He's
that looks fun.
He got real close to whales and stuff. You would dig that part. But it looks insanely claustrophobic to me. Your head just sticking out of a bubble in your one-man, $3 million submarine.
Sunset.
So eccentric.
Two-man.
Sunset Strip is a documentary that's running right now on HBO and Showtime, so you've never seen it. Probably haven't heard of it because you don't have any kind of form of cable, but you would dig it.
How come?
I would like it very much. It covers a history of the Sunset Strip from like the time that it was just a little strip that went from Hollywood, where the movies were being made, into this new tract called Beverly Hills.
How can I see it without having HBO?
Send away for it on Netflix.
Okay.
But it's really, really interesting. You're going to dig it. It's filled, like myself, you probably hate a lot of the shit that goes on Sunset and all the fakeness and all the attitude and the bravado. Well, there's a lot of that in this documentary because Johnny Depp, the ultimate hipster, by the way, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ultimate. So he's on there rolling his cigarettes and trying to explain why it's so great. The Osbournes across the board are all explaining what's so great about the Sunset Strip.
Of all the Osbournes, only one guy has a right to explain about anything. The other three have done nothing.
Jack?
Jack's done nothing. He's created nothing. No offense to him. He's a kid. You know, but he's done nothing.
Not a kid.
The sister's
he's like a
done
man
nothing.
Person now.
He's done nothing.
He's sick. He's a very sick.
His
boy.
Dad is the only reason. Ozzy gets to explain why the Sunset Strip. Ozzy gets to talk about touring. Ozzy gets to talk about music because he does it. The other
he
guys
doesn't
do nothing.
Get to because
nothing.
He doesn't remember.
They do nothing.
Lemmy's in there. Lemmy.
At least
I love
Johnny Depp provides. Johnny Depp creates something, so he can probably have a little bit of insight.
Talk to me.
Created.
Who cares what Kelly Osbourne thinks about
for
something?
River Phoenix to die.
They actually interview my mole in the deleted scenes.
But I think you'd enjoy it very much. But what's funny is it's at least two people, maybe three. Sharon Osbourne's one of them. Or no.
Sharon.
The chick, the daughter. What's her name?
Kelly.
Kelly Osbourne's one of them. They're just blowing away. They're like,
I really don't. I'm really. What did you say?
It's a hermit. That was really good, Tyler. That was a good impersonation.
A hermit.
So Kelly, and then there's somebody else too in the documentary who they're blown away. They're like, People come here. People go. People die. People make it. People don't make it. People, you'll see people, and then they'll be gone forever. And it's like, all it is a small town mentality at a famous spot in the world. But they're talking about it as though it's like, this is the place because people come here. And then people leave from here. And then some people die. And then some people become successful, and other people fail. And it's like, that's like everywhere in the fucking world that happens.
Yeah, that's at the hardware store too. Hey, here's the thing about the Sunset Strip that I don't think it's the place to go. I think it's the place where things happen.
And they talk a lot about that. Like, there's no way. Is it the ghost? It's like the chicken or the egg now at this point. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's very interesting.
But
I
don't think there's any place where I got to go here to do this. I think it's just, this is where you go near where things happen to try to do the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing about the Sunset Strip. There's nothing, 0%, nothing that I would recommend to some young person to go to.
Have you ever heard of the Eden of Ali?
Dude, they have a bowl at Cattle Ranch.
No, there's fun stuff to do there. There's fun shows to see there. I'm saying
the history of it, though. I mean, especially with LA, because so much of LA gets ripped down.
I'm coming to LA because I'm a musician. There's no reason I could think that you would ever need to cross the Sunset Strip unless you're going to a show or you're going to go to Chin Chin.
I used to do a lot of screwing around with my medication.
I mean, there's no club to hang out at to get recognized. There is no reason to be there. Like, if you're a comedian, hanging out at the Improv can probably help you.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, you want to go where your favorite people and biggest inspirations performed. And a lot of
why are we
performed.
Talking about this?
Yeah.
True, but they're not
the
there anymore.
The documentary was good. I thought Mike might like it.
Look at the look at the lineups for the Troubadour, the Whiskey, the Roxy, and tell me you recognize any of those people.
Well, they're trying to get recognized.
There's 75 bands a month, and I recognize like four of them.
Worst job. Not all the time, but fireman.
No. Absolutely not. That's in the top 5% of best jobs. Yeah, what are you talking about? That's in the best job category.
First of all,
it's a job where you have a lot of gratitude. You get a lot of gratitude. It's a physical job. It's very, very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very enjoyable.
Putting out flaming dogs and cats.
Oh, no, funny you should
bring
that up.
It's a job that brings you tons of personal satisfaction.
Gets you a lot of...
You don't feel like you're wasting your time. A lot of poontang.
Gets a
lot of poontang.
Why would you say that? Why would you say poontang?
It's a job that's very respected, and it brings you a level of satisfaction like you're contributing to society. And, realistically... It's not as dangerous as people lead you to believe it is.
Tell that to like 19 that just died.
Oh, every now and then a batch die.
A batch.
But other batches get 20, 30 years of just eating spaghetti.
We lost a batch of
sitting
officers
around
today.
Circle jerks with all your buddies.
What?
In the firehouse until they make some lesbian move in with you and it fucks things up.
Here's
you
the
get
problem.
Transferred to a new firehouse.
There's a lot of like locker room where you'd have to hang out with the dudes a lot.
Yes. Beverly Hills Fire Department.
That'd be
tell
cool.
me there's not a better job than that.
That'd be cool if you like your compadres.
Yeah.
You're a fellow fireman.
If you don't like
chances
him.
Are you're not going to like him, especially
chances
if you're
are
Mike
you will
Carano.
Because like you got firefighter. No, well, I'm not a firefighter.
Right, but if you were and you're stuck in like a firehouse with like three dudes for 72 hours at a time,
work.
You probably wouldn't like them very much.
But not even it's not even in the realm of worst jobs of all time.
You probably no, but listen, it's not all the time. In fact, I would like a lot of it. But here's the deal: if you're a fireman, if you're anything. Any kind of profession, you're going to have to do all sorts of different tasks, right?
Yeah.
And if one of those tasks renders you useless and unable to be able to do that,
all they do is put out fires, wax the truck, and make spaghetti.
Nope. Here's what somebody is doing probably right now is on
feed
these
the
words because like
the
biggest fire in like the last 60 years or whatever in California is going on right now. 300 square miles, Tyler, up by Yosemite, and there are firemen who are designated not to hold the hoses. Not to squirt the flames down with the water, but they are designated to stand at the fire breaks and wait for animals to come running out who are on fire, and they have to kick them back into the flames.
That's not true.
It is absolutely true.
What the fuck
it is
are you
absolutely
talking
true.
About?
And that is why it would be the worst job in the history of jobs for me.
It's not true.
I would rather execute human beings.
Hey, what do you do for
I'd
a living?
I'd be better off. I'd be better at a dog pound.
Hear
actually
me out.
Euthanizing puppies.
I'm a fireman. My job is I wait till a fucking moose comes running out on fire.
I think for moose,
and
nieces,
I kick him back into the fire.
Nieces, I believe. Yeah.
Never
they
forget.
Have, they have. They have cops there with the shotguns. I swear.
That's not true. That would be the front page of the newspaper. This guy's job
it's
is
true.
To kick
it
is deer back into the fire.
When he starts kicking it, if he catches on fire, there's another guy that just kicks him into the fire.
Hey, what happened to your leg? Well, you're not going to believe it. I was on that big fire up north. a baby doe, a doe came running out of the fire, on fire, and I went to kick him back into the fire, and I tripped and sprained my ankle.
No, the animals are too big. It's mostly
I got
like
fired,
possums.
By the way, because like 40 animals got out of the fire alive when I should have jackboot.
Family of rabbits came by, kicked them all in the teeth.
Yep. I broke two toes kicking rabbits back into the fire. Such
then
a
mama duck came by with 20 ducks.
What do I do, Captain? Okay, Johnson, I know you're new around here, but hear me out. Stand right where you're at. Every now and then, you're going to see a flaming rabbit come tearing out.
And what do I do?
For his life, I want you to square up, kick that fucking rabbit back into the fire. Okay, you hear me out? You might hear a goat. You might hear a goat coming from 9 o'clock. I need you to go over there. I need you to fucking get that goat right in your sights. It's gonna run at you with fear in its eyes. Probably his fur's gonna be on fire, so there might be a little smoke. Don't let that goat get by. Kick that motherfucking euro back into the fucking flames.
Euro. What's a euro?
A goat sandwich from the Mideast. I want you. I don't care if it's a fucking family of deer coming out. You know.
Okay, it's true. All right.
It's not true.
I don't know what to tell you. It's true.
It's fucking horrible. All right,
if you're a fireman or if you're dating a fireman or if you've got a brother or a family member who's a fireman, you know this to be true because there's plenty of you listening
that
know it's
horrible.
Let Mike Carano in particular know.
What if it's a monkey?
Through Twitter.
Because that's almost a human. What if it's a monkey?
I don't think we have that problem in Southern California. But yeah, but who knows what they do? Like, you know,
that monkey can totally fucking take you on. That flaming monkey.
I don't know what they do with like the big animals. We don't have Mises down. Mooses down. Mises.
Okay, flaming.
Well, we do have deer.
Cat. There's a house cat. Just the tail on fire.
What's a house cat doing out in the woods?
You're kicking it back in.
What's a house cat doing in the woods? But yeah, that's what the guy's got to do, or else he gets fired.
That's not true.
And he wants to be a fireman so bad.
Firefighter kick flaming animals doesn't return anything in Google.
Well, it's a dirty little secret. They don't like to talk
dirty
about it.
Dirty little secret.
No, it happens, guys. Why would I make this up? I mean, think about it. That's one of the main threats. It's wind, right? Blows the fire over into other parts that are into the fuel. I love when they start talking about, well, there's a lot of fuel up there. You know, you're talking about trees? Sir? Yes, we're talking about fuel.
There's a multitude fuel. Of combustible
What's the
material.
The cat's got like a can of
gas. A possum comes waddling out and its fur is on fire and it goes into like more fuel.
I understand that, but that's
raccoons
seems...
are quick. It happens, guys.
Why don't they just shoot them? Kicking them back in the fire is way, way more difficult and way more cruel. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
What if they'd have to make sure you're a good kicker, too, right?
I think they'd have to think you're, like, a pretty good athlete, too. Because like, you'd have to, like, you'd see one, like, 100 yards away, and you'd have to, like, run like, a linebacker
yep.
to cut him off. And you'd have to be good at geometry.
You know? That'd be the most heartbreaking thing, because the animal would think, oh, thank God you're here. I'm on fire. All of a sudden, what are you doing? Foot. Bam!
All right.
And you know they don't kill him. Like, the kick just hurts the animal.
Well, they go back. This came up years ago, like for one of the big fires that we had out here in Southern California a few years ago. And they were talking about it actually on local radio. They were talking about how that was one of the things that they were doing to keep it from spreading. And it was awful. But
well, have you heard about these firefighters?
It was on the news. It was on
just,
a news station they were talking about.
I would just bring a gun then and shoot the animals back into the fire.
The worst part was that they didn't even talk about how that was really awful. They just talked about that was one of the means that they used to keep the fire from spreading. Like
I can
was,
see that. I could see that being logical because
right.
you don't want a flaming coon
right.
running down into the woods behind you.
That sounded
out of context. Oh god,
it's like homophobic and racist.
By the way, I do like this idea. I do like the idea of doing a film about a small town fire that breaks out and then flaming
just
animals.
Just a small town fire.
Flaming animals just spread the fire worldwide.
Running no, out across
there's
the
a mentally
land.
There's a mentally challenged guy who lives in the town, and he misunderstood. He thought that kicking animals, any kind of animals, into the fire would actually make it go out. So he just starts rounding up all the pets in the town.
Lighting them.
And throwing them into the fire. It's
just
not as
stupid,
funny when I say
boy.
Out loud.
I got to say,
kicking
the flaming animal defense. Is there any way we can incorporate flaming animals into war? That would be pretty cool.
Good band name. Good band name.
You know what I mean? Like send just a bunch of flaming friggin' wolves down on something.
I think you're off track. I don't think that's going to work.
I love this idea, though. First of all, you put a flame retardant coat on them. Mm-hmm. Then you put something that flames over them so the animal can live a little longer. Long enough to get to the enemy.
Why don't you just like roll a ball that's on fire?
Why don't you just shoot the enemy?
That's better. Yeah. That's better. You're right.
Oh, what if it gets a Yellowstone and they got bison running around the place with fire?
How do you kick a bison down? You got to reason with a flaming bison.
Flaming bison sounds like a good bar.
It does. It sounds like the food would be good, and I'm fucking starving.
Are you? Thanks for coming all the way out here, buddy.
No problem.
From the OC.
No problem. Hey. I canceled my real plans to be here.
Are we going anywhere on Friday?
No, but next weekend, yes.
I can't do it next weekend.
Why?
This is the only weekend I can do it.
Are you serious?
Well, for right now, yeah. I mean, I set it up, and I was going.
Okay,
sure.
let me.
But
come,
no,
let
if
me
you have,
decision
we'll talk,
tonight.
We'll
let
talk about it after the tonight. After the show. We'll talk about it off here.
Because I'd like to stop at the Calico Ghost Town anyway and pick something up, a little saddle.
It's okay. I told the wife tonight. I said, you know what? I know that you're planning on me not being around for the first day or two, but it is Mike Carano, so there's a good chance that won't happen. And she said, that's true. So we'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
But I thought maybe we'd go up to the fire and see if they needed any help.
I got to find some boots. I'm not kicking people with my fucking $200 New Balance. Yes, I'm the one fucking idiot that went online and bought the super expensive New Balance.
Hey,
the
this
one
week,
pair that's like $280.
On the Film Vault, top five fish out of water movies. Top five fish out of water. Top five fish out of water movies. Hey, I said the After Disaster on the Film Vault probably 15 times before
Whoa.
We even talked about a movie last week. All right.
Good movie.
Thanks for not chiming in when Mike was calling our show a weak-ass podcast last Thursday, and you could have been like, oh, you mean the After Disaster?
I did
when,
that.
When was that? What?
No, on the Love Line.
I don't listen to Love Line.
Was complaining about that our weak-ass podcast screwed up all the microphones, and you were like, nope, I was just using that. I sounded very nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Mike gets in here, and he gets on his lectern. That's the appropriate way of saying it. You're not supposed to say podium. Podium is a little thing you stand on at the lectern.
I hear Dr. Drew.
Do you? Is he in there? That's too early for them, though. So,
Drew, you're on.
No.
Nice, Anderson.
Drewskis.
The podium.
Podium.
I think it's podium.
Of course Drew tunes in when we're talking about lecterns and podiums.
What's a podium? Versus a lectern? Is that the question?
Is this a pre-recorded clip?
No, that's true.
Lectern suggests like a little portable, like, you know, something you set
plexiglass?
On top of a table.
Plexiglass?
Yeah, like a little wooden lectern. You know, something you set
up. The thing
a
you
on.
Travel with, Drew.
A podium.
That's funny.
The podium is...
suggests a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something you're standing in front of. Something in front of what you're standing.
I like the podium better than a lectern because...
Well, I was taught.
In case you get an involuntary boner, the audience can't see it. And sometimes when I get excited, I become erect.
Oh, I can hear Roger.
We all do.
Oh, Roger, what do you need? This is a podcast, so you can come right into this.
Yeah, tell Roger we're good to go.
Is it clean?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
He likes it.
Yeah,
Anderson. Yeah, Anderson. I know he's a pain in the ass, Roger. I'm sorry.
No, wow.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, good. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. That's Roger, everybody in New York. There's Roger. All right, so Drew, you're not scheduled for another 20 minutes. You got everything that I sent over to you, so we can actually do some work.
Made me nervous. I thought I better get my ass in here and start doing all that. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I sent you a lot. I knew that you'd be a little overwhelmed.
Jesus
Christ! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy.
So, anyways, we got a lot of work
to
do.
On a date with Mike.
Ah, but
so much better.
We're not doing that for another 15 minutes. So let's just hang out. Do a little After Disaster for the next 10-15 minutes. Mike took 2 hours to get here, so I don't want to cut this thing short.
No, you can cut it short. That's
fine. The listener deserves better.
What listener?
Oh, Drew, you're gonna. Oh, and Mike, you weren't even here for the first part where Tyler and I were just talking. But Reggie, we all know Reggie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He reminds me of somebody. It's been bugging me for years, Drew. I've known Reggie probably what 3-4 years. We've known Reggie, and He's reminded me a lot of a certain somebody, and I couldn't figure out who it was.
Somebody. Yeah.
I didn't know if it was someone I knew or a celebrity.
There he is.
Yeah, there's
Rapping
Reg.
Away.
Watching a documentary over the weekend or the last couple of days.
Was
called
it about
Sunset,
Lord of the Rings?
Sunset Strip, and I was just talking to Mike Carano all about it.
Which documentary?
It's called Sunset Strip. It's all about the history of the Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
And they covered all sorts of different acts and the Doors and you know, vaudeville and the speakeasies.
He reminds you of a less threatening
and
Rodney
Bingenheimer.
There was vaudeville.
Cabaret. And then they got to the Rat Pack.
Well, I got to see it now.
And Sammy Davis Jr. He is Reggie.
I beg to differ. Because
Reggie and Sammy Davis Jr. have so much in common, the way that they walk, the way they talk.
I know what you're talking about.
It's there.
But and this is not to disparage anyone, but to transform Reggie into Sammy into Reggie, we need a club foot,
yeah,
a big goiter.
We don't acknowledge that. We just call it nice scarf.
Right.
I was talking about Sammy Davis towards the end.
There's only one thing, Reggie and Sammy.
When he had cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to put a patch on Reggie, an eye patch, and see if he can, if it becomes Sammy in front of me.
He didn't wear an eye patch, by the way, but
yes,
I would.
He
wasn't. When did Sammy wear a glass eye patch?
They covered his eye.
He
doesn't have his eye, and he's wearing an eye patch in numerous pictures in this documentary.
What happened to his eye? I forget. I heard the story once.
He got a shot out, right? By his girlfriend shot it out.
Is that true?
Oh wait, no. That's the ghetto. What's it? What's the name of that rap group?
He died from AIDS.
The Ghetto Boys. They have that the little person as a singer.
What
happened to
Sammy? What happened to Sammy?
I don't know. We don't do research.
It was some sort of weird freak injury, as I recall. Mm-hmm.
Tyler,
I would trust.
Look it up.
I would trust.
True. Look it up.
I would trust Sammy Davis Jr. protecting me more than I would trust Reggie I had to.
Even right now.
At least he would distract the criminals and I could run away.
So, Mike, why were you 2 hours away?
I was in Orange County running errands, and it was frustrating.
It was surfing.
And, it was boring. No reason.
Surfing.
At 6:30. I split from Disneyland at 6:30 and got here at 8:30. It was quite frustrating.
And what were you doing at Disneyland?
I was going there to let off a little steam and get some ice cream.
Evading security?
No, I wasn't evading.
Were you actually in the park?
Yeah, yeah. No, I was running.
You go in the park to get ice cream?
Yeah, yeah, I do it often.
To get ice cream.
There was about a 7-year period in my life where I commuted from San Diego to LA 4 or 5 days a week, and Disneyland was my halfway point. It was before California Adventure, so I'd pull into the lot, I'd run inside, I'd get some popcorn, I'd hit the men's room, walk right back to my car and get back on the freeway. The entire stop was 30 minutes, and it was fantastic.
And you had like a year-long pass or something. And what does that do for you?
Well,
Reggie.
Hold on 1 second. Oh my God, that does look like Reggie, and that's horrifying.
Yes. He's very Reggie-esque.
I don't like that at all.
Tyler, why did he lose his eye?
I'm looking it up because Tyler's worthless.
Right. I have to watch the levels, guys.
I'm sorry. I got stuck on the eye patch pictures. I'll be right with you. Mike, continue talking about California Adventure.
He lost his eye in an automobile accident. Wow, how exciting, guys. Thanks for making me.
Don't go on that. You're fucking up the recording.
Tyler, are you drunk?
Yeah, he's been drinking a lot.
It would be great as if it was like
blood crust.
He had a weird slur there.
That was me being like, I've had an asshole.
He's been on jury all week.
Drew, I've been in jury duty for like 48 weeks.
Oh, God, how awful. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's going to be more awful when the gang that he convicts kills him.
Drew, I'm going to be in New York next week. Are we going to do lunch?
Where are you going to be? When?
Next week.
I'm here until Monday night. What the hell?
Oh, I'm getting in on Monday afternoon or Monday evening. I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm leaving Monday evening.
No!
God damn. So, Mike, what does it do for you?
Drew's really upset.
That's interesting. I don't know. No, it's not interesting. I don't know. It was, happy childhood memories.
I'm more interested in my boyfriend.
It was happy childhood memories, that place. And when I found out there was a season pass available, which was in the early 90s, I grabbed one immediately. And it was just such an amazing, amazing experience being able to stop into a place that was always very, very expensive and was always a treat.
Drew, I'll cut to the chase.
At any time, I felt like stopping there, and it was great.
But I would think that after a while...
You're correct. It does get old, and it gets boring, and it loses its
specialness.
This
should tell you a lot, Drew. I asked...
It just becomes a bunch of buildings. And
it absolutely does.
Yeah, a papier-mâché mountain, basically. And
no, it is. It is that, except for about once or twice a year, I recapture my youth by walking in at the right time when it's sunset, and it's beautiful, and it's nice and warm out, and it's not crowded.
Warm.
And I have that feeling again. Most of the time, I don't. It's just kind of a place to go.
I asked Mike why he doesn't switch it up and, like, you know, maybe do Universal Studios every now and again. And he was indignant. And he looks at me and he says, because I don't have any, like, nice, warm, fuzzy childhood memories from that place.
Well,
it's
not
all
only
about
that,
recapturing his childhood.
Not only that, it is all about recapturing my childhood. Universal Studios is a one-day event.
Hey, Anderson, if you grew up in a cult, you'd feel that way, too.
I didn't grow up in a cult. He didn't grow up in a cult. 2 years. My dad is worse than any cult you could ever fucking lay down anywhere.
All right, if you had a pawn shop for your family business,
that'd be pretty sweet.
You want to do that too?
Mm-hmm. Hey, tell me if this isn't a weird sentence. All right, about Sammy Davis Jr. In 1954, he lost his left eye in an automobile accident, and several years later, he converted to Judaism. Why is that all in one sentence?
That is interesting, isn't it?
Well,
major life events.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, don't
what?
Play.
I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm.
Was that Ween? What was that?
No, that's let's throw the Jew down the well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a good song. It's catchy.
It's catchy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, have you guys seen the trailer for the Bad Grandpa?
Yes.
Holy
yes.
shit.
I watched it after you told me to watch it.
Love it.
You've seen it, Drew?
Can't wait.
Oh my god. The woman behind me in the theater. This is so offensive. Ugh. How? This is very, very offensive.
I don't
like
that you would even vocalize the word offensive.
Yeah. You know what? I've said it plenty of times. The only way to offend me is to be offended. Oh, I get so offended at people that are offended.
Or talk about poop.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I'm a hypocrite, but I am offended by things, but it's not by not people's okay. actions. It's by people's...
Poop?
No, it's by... I'm offended by people...
Period. That's
in
it.
In general, yeah. I'm offended by people that think they deserve something when they don't.
Hmm.
Like, entitled. I'm genuinely offended by that. Yeah.
I like that. Oh, I'm getting terrible feedback. Something automatic just happened.
Thank you for learning that, Drew. I appreciate that you know that because it's not my fault and I get blamed for it all the time. So he knows.
Tyler knows? That's better.
No, Drew knows. Really? It just went back?
I fixed it.
How'd you do? What'd you do?
I just, you know.
Mix minus.
It's very hard right? when we're doing the show in here. And
right?
No, it's not mix minus. Well, I mean, everything's mix minus when you're talking about what you're
that's
getting.
That's going to be my new rap name.
Mix minus.
Well, what's a good name?
We should probably wrap this up.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Anderson, how do I give Drew a big echoey voice?
No.
we don't have reverb wired. No. We don't have reverb wired.
Why?
That.
Are you in New York for fun or for family?
I did Oz show. What? And I had a little bit of odds and ends to do with the CNN morning show and stuff.
Has that aired
odds and ends?
And if I come here and do stuff, I got to stay all week because there's no way I can find my way back.
Yeah.
And do Loveline and my HLN show.
What did you? Why don't you use GPS on your Google Maps?
Plus, it's fun to get out of LA every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. New York's great. New York's just
you got, like your New York friends when you go out there. They're like, hey, you call them up. I'm in town. Let's do it.
Where are we? Do my daughter. It's a part of it. My kids are all here.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you hang out with a bunch of wise guys, Drew?
Yes. Hey. Go to Rayo's and hang out.
You go to raves?
Rayo's.
Hey, Pinsky.
We're
hey.
Going to a rave next time we have a date.
Drew, where do I
have? All the mob wives are our friends. We hang out with them sometimes.
Where should I go eat in New York next week?
What do you feel like?
What do you feel like for dinner tonight?
Where are you going to stay? Where are you staying?
Near Times Square.
Dude, why? What are you doing?
You're such a hipster of New York.
Oh, why my God. It's for NBC, that new game show.
That's like five blocks cool. away from where I smoked crack with that gay
sweet,
guy.
I'll find the spot.
Yeah.
I'll put a plaque there.
I got to
go to Odo.
O-T-G-O. I got a guy who will tell you where
down
to eat.
Down 8th Avenue.
Every
8th
meal.
Street.
O-T-G-O.
Incredibly insulting to the man
O-T-T-O.
Who's telling him right now.
Now, I got a guy who knows more about New York than any human being on the planet.
It's Robert De Niro.
He's obsessed with it.
Is his name Greg?
Yes, it is. And he will steer you. He will never steer you wrong.
For those of you who have never heard the show before.
Guarantee it.
It's very hard to explain. Yeah, Greg.
Hey, I understand.
It's Greg.
What does he do? What's his deal?
He's Greg a writer, is a listener.
He is.
One-time listener who is also Mike's friend, and he picked apart the show and made...
People have figured out who it is because talk about him in a previous
By the way,
episode.
I met somebody. Carolla and I, that's the other thing I was doing. I forgot why I'm out here. Carolla and I did New England.
Uh-huh.
We did.
Was she hot?
We did an event in New Hampshire and Boston uh-huh. and Newport, Rhode Island. And met some After Disaster fans.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Were they? What kind of people are they? We're
really
trying
remember.
To figure it out. What do they look like?
They left no impression on Drew.
No, one felt stalker-esque.
Of course.
I got a feeling.
But mostly they seem very cool.
Oh, this is going to be a terrible sequitur, but I would like to thank, once again, Marina for sending me all of that stuff from last week. I appreciate that very much for the vapor stuff, and I have not had a chance to test it, but I will let you know. Thank you very
vapor?
Much. It was very, very sweet.
What is it? Send.
We have people send us drugs. Drew.
Yeah, it sounds like a vaporizer for pot. What is it?
No, vaporizer for nicotine. Yet she sent me the flavors, but no nicotine is in the actual liquids, but she
no
wants me to sample
you.
Them,
You'll
so
bait
I'll
switch.
Let her know. And I'm supposed to plug somebody, too, for her, but I'll do that next week, Marina. Thank you.
Well, anyway, I met several of your fans. They were very cool. And I can't remember any specifics.
All
unfortunately.
Them listeners.
The whole thing was a Rorschach. You know,
write it down in your phone. That's
stuff.
What we do.
Oh, God damn. Mm-hmm. Tired. I'm really
hey,
tired.
I understand.
Hey, Greg.
This is Greg. I'm friends with Mike. I just wanted to explain that I really think that you're being a real asshole to him the other night on the show, that you just, like, took control and just cut him off like all the time.
Hey, I'm going to actually hook you up with Greg, like, Tyler, because he will make your trip unlike any trip you've ever had.
Oh, you got to come back with
Greg.
There
is no person stories that exists that knows more about New York, that is more enthusiastic.
I think Travis
about New
Bickle
York,
might.
That
is
as smart
here
as him. He's from there. He's obsessed with it. And he.
Did he ever drive cabs there?
He knows.
That's how you really get to know that town.
Everything about every aspect of
all
New
I'm going
to
do is try to get on the cash cab.
And it's,
I think it's
done. Incredible.
It doesn't still go, does
I'm going to pay someone to make the cash cab.
Will you play?
So go to Odo.
Odo. You got to go to Odo with Greg. All right. Push, okay. Push play. There we go.
Go to Odo with Greg.
All right, so guys. I apologize for being late.
It's cool, man.
Are we doing the show Wednesday next week?
Yeah, for the next few weeks. Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I'll just build my schedule
in
around it.
I guess. I'll try to.
You can't be in here on Wednesday?
I will be in New York.
Oh, that's right. With Greg. Call in with Greg!
You must call in. Westwood One or Dow Global.
Actually, like, you know what? That's
what
kind of true.
I am. Like, my name is Greg, okay?
All right. Good night, Dr. Drew.
Good night, Mike.
See you when you get back.
Drew, I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Yes,
guys,
sir.
Thanks for listening, as always. Thanks for all those vines that you did. Thanks for 201 episodes there, Drew.
That's good.
3 years of this nonsense.
Last week we had our 200th episode as well as our 3-year anniversary, and it was kind of lost on all of us.
We did zero prep.
We forgot about it.
Yeah. Started from the bottom, now we hit.
I'd also like to say hello to Bald Brian, who listens feverishly every week.
He does?
And he sends me texts while he's listening, getting mad at things that I say. Apparently I was giving you credit for something that I should have
me?
Given him credit. No, Mike Carano.
What was it?
I don't know. Something about
Brian. He's got a new book coming out.
Yeah, and apparently he just rips everybody. And
when
I think
is the
some
book
of that is
out?
True. I think that there is. He is going to talk shit about some people that we may know.
It looks really good.
It
like,
does?
Like you and me? Mm-hmm.
How do you know what it looks like, Drew?
Because I may have seen a little bit of it.
Really? Oh, yeah, because he's looking for a quote from you. Mm-hmm. You should have said no. That would have been hilarious.
I wish I would have said something about how I'm glad he has cancer so I could have been in the book.
What?
Drew, is it true that when you go to New York, you wear a t-shirt that says Drew York on it?
I
the
love
whole
Drew
time
York.
You're there?
No, most of the time. Not the whole time.
Hey, how about, in all of your visits to New York, have you ever once, has it ever even crossed your mind anything vaguely familiar with Anderson's being in New York and just out of the blue deciding, I need to get some crack?
I stood on that spot, I believe.
Yeah, everyone feels
it's
it.
It's right
when
near Times Square.
You're inspired. It's
well,
like
here's the thing,
there's,
Drew.
There's ground zero, and then there's this power.
I've never been in New York before, right?
That and story
I
still blows
had
me away.
Romanticized it for so many years.
I've never been in San Francisco in a cab and went, you know what? Gay sex.
Namely through Scorsese movies, De Niro movies, and I felt like I knew New York, but it was the 70s New York, the New York that you hated, the filthy New York, right?
Glorious.
And I felt like I was seeing Times Square, and I made it a point. I was there for 5 days, and I made it a point to go every single borough while I was there for the 5 days. So I went to Queens. I went to Coney Island down there in the Bronx. That's Brooklyn. And I went to the Bronx. I went to all of them. Then I realized I wanted to see the seedy side as well. I didn't want to go walk up into her head. What's her name? Statue of Liberty, right? I wanted to see the seedy side. So I went over to like the porn district and I met a dude who was smoking crack.
Where are you staying at, Tyler?
What's the problem?
I like corporate apartments. So I don't know where they are.
Okay.
It's very
I'm
fancy.
Wondering if you're going to be near the spot.
You can probably
sacred
crash
spot.
At Drew's.
I'll find the spot.
At Drew's pad.
Is it like Fifth Avenue? Is that where all the bad shit goes down, or is it?
No, it's 42nd Street.
42nd is where all the bad shit goes down.
Yeah, between like you know Broadway and 9th.
But not anymore.
I
right?
remember this one guy. Much kept better. Coming up to me. He's like $100. Any girl you want, any age. I'm like, dude, get away from me.
Ew.
Yeah, it was
and
really creepy.
And you turn around, you're like 13.
He's like $200.
Any age.
No, he was like rattling off ages, like 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds. What you want?
That's weird that you would volunteer that to a pet, that you would assume somebody's a pedophile and you would start throwing.
Well, I had the raincoat on, the glasses.
But by the
thin
way,
mustache.
Back in the 70s, hey, whatever you're into, man, whatever you're into.
Well, I wasn't there in the 70s, Drew.
Or 80s.
And now that's all moved
on.
To Thailand,
Drew, this
right?
This is 5 years ago, Drew.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, this is what I.
Wait, whoa, I'm sorry I brought it up then. I thought this was like 10 years ago
yeah,
or 15
or 20
years
ago.
You were smoking crack 5 years ago in New York?
I know, what the hell? I thought you were. I thought you did this like when you were a kid.
No. No, well, I don't know about 5 years ago, maybe 8 years ago.
You and I like first met 5 years ago.
Yeah, I knew you, I think, at the time.
What?
I was staying at the plaza,
wait.
Drew. I was staying at the
this
plaza.
In recent,
everything.
This changes everything. In recent times, you just randomly decided I want to get some crack?
Well, I was in New York.
I'll say good day to you, sir. Good
day,
sir.
The worst part was I was staying at the plaza, which is like really fancy, hoity-toity.
Yeah.
And walking back to the plaza after smoking crack was one of the. And walking into the lobby, I felt like such a dirty slime bag.
You didn't feel like you're a cool guy in the Warriors?
Not at all. God, it was awful. And I know I had to face my friends who were getting up.
I don't remember
to
the
work.
Workers walking into any nice.
Oh, no, I was staying with a pregnant lady. My friend and his pregnant wife. Yeah.
You're sleeping on a mattress on the floor.
No, I had my own room. It was a joint.
At
but
the
I was
Plaza?
Coming down off crack at the Plaza. Yeah. Good times.
The Plaza's condos by then.
Is it
how much
all
crack
condos
did you
now?
Smoke? It's affected I think. You, I think.
If I had to guess, it was 2005. If I had to guess. But I don't know. It was definitely an apartment. It was not a condos. It was definitely a hotel when I went.
I really thought this story took place 20 years ago.
I got a book.
I totally thought it
next
was
week I'm bringing in
ago.
The book. I got a photo album of nothing but pictures from that trip. Maybe we'll
be
figure it out.
I'll be disgusted. I don't want to see it.
I'd like to see it. Why? It was actually a really good trip. The smoking crack was one little part of it, Drew.
Come I'll on. Say good day.
All right. So I'll talk to you in a few minutes, Drew. And yeah. Godspeed.
Godspeed. Mm-hmm. I'll see you when you get back. Good night, everybody.
Bye.